Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. How do you stand out in a crowded market? That's a question that I think that every entrepreneur needs to ask themselves, because a lot of our markets are very, very saturated. There are tens of thousands of people who are selling clothes, who are selling shapewear, who are selling phones, who are selling coaching, who are selling their accounting services, right? Who are selling graphic services, web development. Most of our markets are very, very, very saturated. So the question that you need to ask yourself is, how can I stand out in my market so that I do not sound and look like everybody else? Beyond the surface level of the name of the business, the design of your logo, or the colors that you use, right? How can I do that? What makes me unique? We call that your unique selling proposition. What am I saying differently that my competitors are not saying, or other people who are in my market are not saying? The thing that my ideal clients are saying that they need, but nobody else is tapping into that need, or nobody is addressing that need directly. That is the question. A lot of people think that what is going to make me unique is how much I charge. No. That's not the thing that's going to make you unique, because people will pay a much higher price for something that is valuable to them. So your price is not the first thing you need to think about. You need to think about maybe where you're positioned. You need to think about where you are showing up, which social media platforms you're showing up. You need to think about your consistency. You need to think about the value of the offers that you are providing for your ideal clients. And guys, in order for you to decide what makes you unique, that is why you need to be really, really in tune with your ideal clients, because they are the ones who are going to guide what makes you unique. They are the ones who are going to give you the feedback so that you can develop strategies and develop offers that will set you apart from everybody else. And that's why I also say, when you're starting your business, and even as you're growing your business, you need to consistently be doing market research, because what you have started off with 3 years later might not be the exact same thing. The strategy that you're using may change. The conversations that you're having may very well change, and that is fine, right? Because a business needs to be flexible in order for it to grow and in order for it to transform into the thing that your ideal clients want, because people's needs change, right? Their desires for certain things change. Their use for certain things may also change. So you also have to be flexible to change and adapt with your ideal clients. But first you have to decide, what makes me unique? What will make people come and buy from me and not somebody else? Is it that I offer delivery and my competitors don't? Is it that my clients can pay via links or credit card, and that's something that they actually want? That's a key thing, something that they actually want, and my competitors are not offering that. Is it that I can do something that my competitors are not doing or not providing? You need to do the market research. Figure out what makes you unique. When I first started coaching in Trinidad and Tobago, I was the first coach to actually do videos, like consistent videos, which provided a lot more information and a lot more education about what coaching is and how it can help somebody in their life. That was something that nobody else was doing in Trinidad at the time. So I positioned myself as that unique coach. Right. I also positioned myself as the first coach to give like training via emails, right? Just email drip trainings and those kind of things. Or the first coach to do like a membership in Trinidad, I'm talking about, right? In that particular type of way. Right? You have to figure out what makes you unique. What would make me stand out? What would make people say, yes, I want to buy from you, and I don't want to buy from somebody else, right? At the beginning, I'm not talking about your customer service that they experience after they have actually bought from you, but I mean the thing that's going to attract them to you in the first instance. Your customer service and all of those things are the things that are going to keep them coming back, which is still very important. But what is the thing that is going to attract them to you in the first instance? That is your unique selling proposition. Do you know what that is for your business? Like and share this video, leave a comment as usual, and let's continue this conversation. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.